his focus thus far has been on affordability, and I imagine he would continue that, particularly in a world in which inflation is rising and housing costs are going up for many Vermonters.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I speak with Middlebury College political science professor Bert Johnson, now that Governor Phil Scott is running for a fourth term.
We need a seasoned team in order to do that, and that's what we provide. It isn't just me. It's many of the commissioners and secretaries that are part of our team that will carry the load.
Well, Scott ended months of speculation by confirming he will seek another two-year term this year, and it comes at a particularly unsettled time in Green Mountain State politics, with multiple statewide constitutional officers leaving and a major shakeup on the horizon in the congressional delegation. But poli-sci professor Bert Johnson says Scott is in good shape right now.
I don't think it's a big surprise. I think most people expected him to run for another term. I think he was just waiting for the legislative session to conclude.
How are his chances looking to win another term?
They're looking quite good. His polling, to the extent that we have any polling, is very strong. He's got solid majorities approving of him and does particularly well among independents and actually better among Democrats slightly than even among Republicans, which is interesting.
How has he been able to pull that off over his three terms so far? I mean, he's one of these rare breeds, it seems, in today's politics, a Northeast Republican.
Yes, it is sort of curious to those who are not familiar with Vermont that we have a Republican governor and we have a reputation as being very liberal. I think what he has done has established a reputation as somebody who's very concerned about affordability for most Vermonters. And so that's what he made his name on initially. And then in addition to that, of course, over the last couple of years, he's been helming the COVID response and has gotten fairly good reviews for doing that.
What do you see as being his focus for a fourth term if he is able to win?
Well, as I said, his focus thus far has been on affordability, and I imagine he would continue that, particularly in a world in which inflation is rising and housing costs are going up for many Vermonters.
Now, we know that the Democrat and activist Brenda Siegel, who has run for office in Vermont before, has kicked off a campaign. But a lot of the bold names in Vermont politics are in other races. So do you see any other possible opponents that Scott may have to face here?
It's possible that somebody else could jump in. Of course, they would have to do so soon because the filing deadline is a week away. So, you know, it's put up or shut up, I suppose. But I don't necessarily see any definite candidate on the horizon ready to jump in.
Let's talk about some of those other races. There is a high-profile Democratic primary for the House seat, which will be open because Vermont Congressman Peter Welch is running for U.S. Senate. How do things stand in that race as we speak?
Well, that race looks to be one of the most competitive races in the state this year. There are at least, you know, three very strong candidates running against one another, raising a lot of money and polling at about equal levels at this point. So come August, we will have a very interesting election to sort out.
Let's talk about those three candidates for a moment. One is the Lieutenant Governor, Molly Gray, who's in her first term. Then we've got the Senate Pro Tem, Becca Ballant, and the third candidate of the major candidates, the State Senator, Keisha Ram Hinsdale. What are the differences that they're raising among each other in the race?
Well, I think they're all very similar on many of the core issues, so it may be difficult for them to distinguish themselves from one another. I think they're making some points about their different biographies. I think Keisha Ram Hinsdale has demonstrated she's got a significant support among the local activist community, as has Becca Ballant. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to try to distinguish themselves from each other.
And would you expect that whoever wins that primary would be the front runner in the general election?
Yes, almost certainly so. Despite the fact that we've got a Republican governor, we typically vote Democratic in national races here in Vermont.
So now let's talk about the aforementioned race for U.S. Senate. Vermont Congressman Peter Welch is hoping to succeed his fellow Democrat Pat Leahy. How is his campaign going as he seeks to go to the upper chamber?
Well, he seems to be doing quite well. He's very popular in the state. He's a Democrat. As I said, Vermonters tend to vote Democratic in national races, and he's got a lot of money ready to spend on the Senate race. He's raised, as of March, over $3.5 million and spent very little of that. So he looks in very strong position.
And what about his Republican opponent, Christina Nolan? She does have some name recognition, I imagine, in Vermont, being the former U.S. attorney.
Yes, she does. And she's got a solid presence on social media. She's been out and about campaigning. She hasn't raised that much money, and I'd be interested to see how she's doing in the polls. I haven't seen any polling on that, but she's got an uphill battle against Welch.
Is it possible that Vermont could send a Republican to Washington? It's been, I think, since Jim Jeffords that's happened.
Right. You know, never say never. And I think Christina Nolan is trying to make the case that she's not a Mitch McConnell style Republican. She's more of a Susan Collins style Republican. But again, I think it's very difficult, given the brand of the Republican Party in national politics, for Republicans to appeal to Vermonters in a national political race.
That's Middlebury College political science professor Bert Johnson checking in on Green Mountain State politics. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're very welcome.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.